Hey folks, it's Chef Mark with your daily cooking tip. And you know, I've been away for a while, but I'm back. And we're here doing a workshop all weekend. I'm here with Chris Marquardt from Tips from the Top Floor. Hey, Chris.
Woohoo! Hello. How's it going?
I'm doing well. And we've been spending the whole weekend in Brooklyn doing the Brooklyn Cooking Workshop. It's a combined photography and cooking workshop. Chris has come all the way over from Germany to share his amazing knowledge of photography with some really interested photographers. And I've been spending time with their partners in the kitchen, giving them some cooking tips and sharing my knowledge.
And the way we brought that together was that we did food photography. So that was a really nice way to tie this together. I'm really happy we came up with this, and it looks like we're going to do this again.
Yeah, and for those of you who have remained subscribed to the feed, I thank you for sticking with it, even though it's been a couple months since I've done a daily cooking tip. Life got in the way. I got really busy. As you know, I tend to travel a lot. I did a lot of traveling and then had just so much going on, but we're back, and we're doing some daily cooking tips. And today's daily tip is abandoned recipes. And what I mean by that is, recipes are a great guide. They're wonderful inspiration, and sometimes it's good to really rely on them when you need to. But by the same token, put it aside. Think about the ideas, the principles behind the recipe and what you're trying to cook, and then put it aside and let your inspiration guide you. And our participants in the workshop really discovered this weekend. Both of the ladies that I was working with for the Iron Chef competition were a little bit nervous about inventing a dish and not cooking from a recipe in the beginning of the weekend. And by the time we did that, they were just natural. They both came up with their own individual dish using the same ingredients, and it was just really wonderful. And so I think they got some inspiration from the idea that they could sort of invent their own dish. So Chris, you have a similar tip.
You can actually do the same in photography. That's not far off. As a good example, let's say the rule of thirds. Photographers will know that. It says that you're supposed, in order to get a nicer composition, to position your subject in the frame on a third instead of in the middle. And that usually makes for a nicer picture, but abandoned recipes. That's a recipe that some photographers still follow and keep following almost religiously. And if you get away from that and start thinking outside of that box, your photos will certainly get something different and usually get better. And it's always interesting to also try to go back and see what happens if you go back to your old ways. For example, I took some interesting shots with a very central subject with a very symmetrical composition, and those also work sometimes.
Yeah. So the rules that you think that you need to follow do have a place, and they help to give you structure. But if you're stuck with them, then they limit you.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
So abandon recipes, have fun, play in the kitchen, have a good time, and keep listening to the Daily Cooking Tips podcast. And of course, Chris does a Daily Photo Tips podcast, which can be found at
dailyphototipswithchris.com, which is a long URL. The short is dptwc.com. And if you're interested in any of our future workshops around food photography and about cooking, check out discoverthetopfloor.com, where those will be listed.
Yeah.
As soon as you have new ones out.
And hey, if you're an adventurer like me, you'll be really excited that it's possible for you to go to Everest with Chris. So take a look at discoverthetopfloor.com, because he leads photo excursions to Mount Everest, of all places. Check it out. Bye.
Bye-bye.